I would like you to meet my 90-year-old mother. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I'd like you to meet my 90-year-old mother. Ellen and Ingeborg were shopping in town, and as they were shopping, they stopped to have a sandwich. And as they stopped to have a sandwich, they sat at this outdoor cafe. And they were enjoying their sandwich so wonderfully. And Ellen, as gregarious as she always is, she spoke to everyone. And she spoke to one of the ladies that she was sitting next to, and commenting how lovely the day was and how everything was going so beautifully for her. And she was commenting that the lady was a very gracious lady herself. And it was very interesting to talk to her. Naturally, the lady smiled back and was very happy to talk with Ellen, too, and with Ingeborg. And then the lady said, "Oh, by the way, I'd like you to meet my 90-year-old mother." And Ellen looked at the 90-year-old mother, a dynamic, positive, joyful lady who looked much younger even than the daughter. And Ellen was chagrined and sat back and thought to herself, how can this be? How can this be? Well, what, how wonderful. And Ellen commented to the lady, "My, you are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are fantastic." And the lady was very charming. And she was very agile. She was very mentally alert, astute, aware of everything that was going on in her world. She was just on top of everything, just really an amazing lady. And Ellen was just amazed and delighted and charmed by talking to her. And the more Ellen talked to the two ladies, the more Ellen realized that age is a matter of attitude. And as Ellen would meditate on age at any time, she would find that whatever attitude she had in her mind about age, this is what she would experience. And again, in her mind's eye, she told us over lunch how this lady and her mother were sitting there, eating their sandwiches, talking away just as imaginative and creative as anyone could be. No sign of age, no sign of anything. If the daughter had not said she's 90 years old, no one would have thought a thing. Now, what about if someone were to say she's 100 years old? What would you say about that? Well, you'd say, wow, she certainly is agile and getting around beautifully for 100 years. What about 110 or 120? Oh, come on now. All the pictures of people I've seen of those ages look all decrepit and all over the hill. And Ellen meditated on that. And she thought, I see all people in my world, in my life, dynamic, vital, and alive. I see them filled with joy and filled with peace and filled with power and filled with wonder and filled with goodness in everything that they do. I see everything that they are absolutely beautiful. And Ellen realized that the more she meditated on the things that were important to her, the more she experienced them. I said to Ellen, okay, think about your mom. Now, your mother was an older lady when she passed away. Now, what sort of condition was she in? Oh, she was dynamic, she was alive, she was vital, she was going around doing all sorts of interesting things. She was just a very interesting lady. She had her piano and she would play on it, and she was just very, very good and very, very fantastic. And I said, well, how wonderful. And I said, now, what will you be like when you are at that age? Because certainly age does run in your family, doesn't it? Yes, indeed, age runs in my family, Ellen said. How are you going to be thinking about yourself? Well, I make the statement, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I make all these affirmations of truth about myself, and they are affirmations of nowness. So I will not have any thought of being aged, any thought of being old or young. I am just always living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I am not youthful. I am not old. I am not young. I am vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I am living in that vital, dynamic, alive quality, just like my friend introduced her mother as being vital, dynamic, alive. And truly, the lady was vital, dynamic, alive. The younger lady seemed to have problems on her heart, and she was not as vital, dynamic, alive as the older lady was. But even she was vital, dynamic, alive. And I said, oh, that's interesting, Ellen. Why was the younger lady vital, dynamic, alive, and yet seemed a little reluctant to be that way? Well, that's because I was that way. Because in my mind, I vacillated between vital, dynamic, alive, and age, and youth, and how things are supposed to be, and how people are supposed to act and look at certain ages. And the moment those thoughts came into my mind, that's where I was. That's who I was, and that's what I was experiencing. We all do that. We all get into these experiences where we sometimes think that we are supposed to be certain things because we have to act our age or something like that. And truly, we're like this elderly lady who was just vital, dynamic, alive, and she had no thought in her mind of being anything other than vital, dynamic, alive. She had no problems in her mind. She had no unhappinesses. She had no things that caused her to be alert, aware, or concerned about anything. She was just vital, dynamic, alive. Now, can we be vital, dynamic, alive? Can we go through life being vital, dynamic, alive and enjoy that experience? Oh, we surely can. That's why wherever Ellen goes, she meets these people who are so dramatic and so loving and so beautiful, and she in turn is one with and as them, because whomever she meets and whatever condition the people are in whom she meets, that is the condition that she is in. And she is a vital, dynamic, alive being. And she is a vital, dynamic, alive being always. She maintains this in her meditation all the time, and she will allow only being vital, dynamic, alive in her consciousness now and always. Let's join Ellen in that wonderful attitude of mind, because it's surely a good one to be in, isn't it? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.